Hey, A to Z English podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English podcast. That is A to Z English podcast. One word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me. You'll be able to talk with Social. And we can answer your questions. We can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we're doing another topic talk. And today's question is, should humans switch to a plant-based diet to protect animal rights? What do you think, Social?
Should humans switch to a plant-based diet? Well, I have been vegan in the past, Jack, and I've also been vegetarian in the past. So I have eaten a plant-based diet on multiple occasions. But I never judged anyone who didn't, because it's a very hard switch, because the world is kind of built around assuming that you have an omnivore diet. And now vegan food is way more accessible. Back when I was vegan in high school, it was very hard to be vegan. You couldn't go out to eat anywhere. You couldn't buy any like ready-made vegan food at the store. And yeah, there weren't any products, like there weren't any good veggie burgers or vegan
burgers. Impossible burgers or anything like that.
No, so it really sucked. And then so I don't know. And then there was a phase where I would eat plant-based like 2 weeks out of the month, and then the other 2 weeks I just eat normal.
Okay.
But that was more
for health.
Like, for different reasons. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was kind of a health thing. Not in the ways you might expect. But yeah, so I don't know. This is a tricky one, because to me now, I like meat. I enjoy meat, and I enjoy having food freedom and getting to eat whatever I want. And I think that as people, us being vegan is like far less, or us consuming meat or choosing not to consume meat or choosing to eat plant-based or not plant-based, whatever it may be, is far less damaging to the environment or has far less of an impact overall than these giant greedy corporations and industries that are choosing practices that are, they know have been harmful for years, like the fracking industry. And so I think ultimately, yes, it's just like our little drop in a bucket or drop in the ocean. And we can choose to do it or not to do it. I don't think it really necessarily makes you better or not. Neither do I just think it's so much more impactful for a corporation to like, and the government to put in regulations, than it is for people to just go like meatless Mondays or something.
Yeah. My problem with eating meat, and it's the factory farming, is I have a real problem with that. Because I know that there are definitely animal abuses that are happening. And yet, even though I know that intellectually, it's really hard for me to make the switch to vegan or vegetarian, even though I know that it's probably morally the right thing to do until farming practices become more ethical. And, you know, because I think that, like, you know, the way that they, you know, pack chickens into tiny little spaces.
Right. These like tiny cages, and they can't walk or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And they peck each other to death, and they all kinds of really horrible things happen. Same with like cows and pigs as well. And yet I just love meat. That is my, I really have no excuse, you know. It's just like, and when I don't eat meat, I kind of feel the color kind of drain out of my face, you know, like I feel weak when I'm not eating protein. And I know that you can get protein from other sources.
Right.
You can, it's not like vegans don't eat protein, but it's just so much cheaper and so much easier to just buy like a bag of chicken breasts and some, some pork or something like that.
Well, it's kind of tastier, and it's like the way you grew up. Because like it's probably cheaper to buy like a big thing of tofu or a big thing of beans and cook it, really. But it is convenient, and it's like something that you're used to, right? So it's like it's just hard to break that habit. Like it's tasty. Like I'll be real with you, I don't want to eat I'd rather eat a plate of chicken wings than like a tofu and beans dish or something most of the time.
You
Yeah,
know,
I'm gonna be real.
if I lived in Mexico and I could get like a really nice plate of like beans with rice,
Oh yeah.
I think I could actually, I think in Mexico I could actually do it, you know?
At least go like vegetarian, right? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not vegan. I might not be, I might still want to eat like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eggs or something like that, and maybe drink milk or something like that, because I do like milk in my coffee. But you know, there are other alternatives. You know, I could drink oat milk or almond milk or something like that.
I
And
like oat milk more than I like regular milk, but it's like worse for you, so get
yeah,
it.
it's not it, right, health-wise, it's not better. It just might be better for the environment, perhaps, or it might be more ethical to, you know,
Well,
there, yeah.
one kind of interesting thing with like dealing with the ethics of it, Jack, is like there's not necessarily like you could just eat. I mean, it's more expensive, but you could eat organic meat that has ethical practices, you know?
That's true. That's true.
You
If
could
you
eat.
source the right the right product, you can find stuff that's a little bit more ethically growing or whatever. That's true. That's true. Yeah, I guess, you know, for me it just comes down to dollars and cents in many ways. It's just I just like I don't want to pay the extra money for it. And so I just kind of push it to the back of my mind that like, oh, it's probably not as bad as they say it is, you know, but I think it is pretty bad, actually, this the factory farming situation. And I think it's, you know, it'll be interesting to see like in the future what happens when they start growing lab grown meat. That'll be interesting because, you know, there may be a time when they don't need animals at all anymore. We may not have to deal with that at all. I don't know how people might be disgusted by it.
I definitely would be less disgusted by lab grown meat than I would be by like how the practices, you know what I mean? Like the meat
Watching
that
the
you
animals
eat.
torture each other to death in these tiny cages.
Right.
Seems less disgusting than growing some meat in a lab. So,
Lab meat seems like it would be really sterile, and like with the conditions that they have in these factory farms, like a lot of the meat probably has like nasty infections and stuff. It's like when you think about it.
antibiotics, yeah, all that sort of
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Like they have to have antibiotics to avoid the infections and all that nasty. So I don't know. I honestly would be more interested in lab meat because I would think it would be sterile. I mean, I wouldn't want to like die from some weird mutation in me or something.
Right,
But you
that's
know, I
true.
mean, I'm sure
Yeah.
that would be unlikely, but
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so
I'm
yeah.
thinking I may make another run at vegetarianism here in the near future, but I've got to mentally prepare myself for it.
Yeah, you don't have to go all or nothing. You can just like slowly introduce more vegetarian meals into your diet.
Yeah.
And maybe have a or go like pescatarian or something, which is so easy to do in Korea, I
Yeah,
think,
that's
because
true.
there's a lot of good. Yeah, you could go like pescatarian and you could just slowly like phase out, and there's not that much dairy.
Yeah, and for our listeners, pescatarian means seafood, so you could just go like fully seafood diet. Yeah.
Yeah, you just go like a seafood diet pretty much. So
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think that the yeah, I get it. I mean, most of the time here in Mexico, it's kind of more accessible to get like meat that's butchered locally and that you know the practices are good. Like, you
Yeah.
know, you see the chickens running around and you know that they're healthy and happy.
Yeah, before its head got lopped off, at least it had a good life, you know? It
Yeah,
got to
it's like,
enjoy.
yeah,
Yeah.
it was happy.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Yeah, right
yeah, I don't know.
on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing. I think it's really more up to corporations to do things more ethically. I think what we can, we should, like, just eating less meat and high quality meat that has more ethical practices overall. And I mean, I think that's important, but at the
Yeah.
same time, I think it's like up to corporations to it's up to
Behave.
corporations,
Yeah.
yeah, to behave. It's up to the government to make laws that guarantee corporations behaving in an ethical manner, but they won't do that because corporations can make more money behaving unethically. So it's
Right.
kind of a crapshoot, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I'm interested to hear what our listeners have to say. I know that many of our listeners come from vegetarian cultures and others come from meat dominant cultures. Many countries eat way less meat than the US does. So I'm just curious overall, you know, what they have to say, what they think. And yeah, leave us a comment down below at aitisenglishpodcast.com. Shoot us an email at aitisenglishpodcast@gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. Remember that Jack and I are doing an English corner and we have discussion questions just like these every single day, Monday through Friday, for an hour a day. And you get to talk with a lot of your peers and also with Jack and I and have direct conversations with us during that time. And yeah, we have conversations just like these in the group. It really feels like
Exactly.
hanging out with your friends. So if you're interested, make sure to shoot us a message about that so you can join. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.